Thank you. Welcome to week three, Thursday night concert. Augusta is 25 years old this year. That's a milestone for us. And for those of us that are up here throughout the summer, the other milestone is that yesterday was hump day. We're halfway over and on the downhill slide to the other end of the 5 weeks, and that makes all of us happy too. My name's Bill Payne. I'm on the summer staff here, and I'm very glad to be your MC tonight. I've been coming up here and working for about 10 years, and I think that's a long time, but our performer that's coming out first has been here, involved with Augusta for a lot longer. If I could get you to imagine that everybody in this room was in the ice house, we'd be pretty packed. That's where the first concert at Augusta was held in 1974. And first performer, Paul Reisler, was in that concert, and he's back here again for the 25th anniversary. I think the total attendance in 1974 for the whole 5 weeks was about 100. And this year is a record enrollment of over 2,000. So let's give ourselves a hand for that. So Paul Reisler was in that first concert in 1974. He was a founding member of Trapezoid and leader of that group, and still is. He's been doing a lot of composing and songwriting and teaching these last few years. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I think his class is happy about that. And that's what he's been doing here this week, is teaching a class in songwriting and composing. And I think he's standing here, so let's give a big hand for Paul Reisler.
Thank you. Well, I'm delighted to be back at Augusta after, about 10 years in exile, I guess. I was here for the most of the first 15 years, teaching about 5 weeks every summer, and it changed my life. It was a remarkable experience, the passion and the music and all the growth that happened in those years was really something that forever changed the way I look at music and the way I do things. So I'm really glad to be back here, and that first tune was called Hunting Island, and I'd like to dedicate that to my old friend Woody Simmons, who taught me a lot about music also. Thank you, Woody. This next piece is in memory of Tim Valdez. Tim was a wonderful percussionist who used to play with Trapezoid. And this follows the last few months of his life from the usual stages that you go through, I guess. The disbelief, the anger, the giving up, the fighting back, some more giving up, and finally the acceptance of the fullness of what life has to offer. This is called Elegy, The Dry Leaves of Autumn.
Thank you.
Well, I am a songwriter, but I'm someone who is, well, you might say vocally challenged. About 20 years ago, my buddy John McCutcheon, we were at a recording session and he nicknamed me Dial Tone. So if your friends say that, you gotta really have something to worry about. But I've been blessed over the years to work with some of the finest singers and musicians there are. And this week I met a couple more wonderful musicians who I would like to bring out here tonight. Please make welcome Jill Antle on flute and Ann Porcella on vocals. Ann is in my class this year, and it's been a delight. This is a piece, my cousin was having a lot of problems, and she came out for a visit and said, you know, when I get really worried, I like to come, and I come out here and visit you in the country and go for a walk through the woods, be among the deer and the animals. It gives me this sense of peace. That night I wrote her this song. It's called The Peace of Wild Things.
All of the grace. Ann Porcella, Jill Antle, I'm Paul Reisler. Thank you.
Good way to get it started. I want to take a minute to recognize some longtime Augusta people. There's a person probably in the audience tonight, R.P. Hale. He's teaching paper and fabric marbling this week. I think he's been an instructor every year since 1980, possibly making him the senior Augusta instructor of all time. How about a hand for R.P. Hale? RP usually comes up for a couple of weeks every year.
Oh.
They used to have some musical instruments. So I guess they'll get them together in a minute. Like I told you before, I've been coming up here and working for about 10 years. How many people have been coming to Augusta for more than 10 years? Can we see a show of hands? That's quite a few. How about a hand? Is there anyone that's been coming to Augusta for 15 years? There's a few hands. All right. Is there anyone here that's been coming to Augusta for more than 15 years? I see Woody Simmons out there. Wonderful. How about a hand for everybody that's been supporting this program for so long? It takes a whole lot to put this thing together. I think Augusta is one of the few programs of its type that offers such a wide diversity of courses. You can come up here and if you're old enough, get into Elder Hostel, or if you're young enough, get into Folk Arts for Kids. And there's music and dance and folklore and herbs and all kinds of crafts. And a lot of that is made possible not only by the energetic staff that works all year round, but also by Davis and Elkins College that has these incredible facilities. I know because I used to run some dance camps in Florida, and you simply can't have things like pottery where you don't have those kind of facilities. It's very nice. And it looks like I can talk about our next act here since they've got most of the stage set up. Dave Parra and Kathy Barton Parra are from Missouri. And I first heard of them many years ago when I got some of those old folk legacy records, The Golden Ring. They were singing with the likes of Howie Mitchell and some others, Sandy and Caroline Payton. They recently have, actually, it has been a passion of theirs for some time, put out their second volume of Civil War songs, and they play a variety of instruments. They were the instructors in the first year of the Intro to Group Playing class that many of you have been hearing around campus this week, playing for the dance on the porch last night and out here, and I think tomorrow probably one more time. Please make welcome Dave and Kathy.
Thank you all very much. It's always a pleasure to come and play on this wonderful stage for this wonderful audience.
I'll start out on behalf of the dance students. We've been working with the Introduction to Group Playing class, a marvelous group this year, just fantastic. And been doing a lot of dance tunes over the week, so I thought I'd do two from our neck of the woods in Missouri. These are two tunes. One's called Jimmy in the Swamp, and one's called The Missouri Mud. I guess I connected them for the theme to some extent.
It's not much of that these days, as I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. We'll do a couple of things of these. We've done a couple of projects of Civil War music from our neck of the woods, which is was the western border back then. In the 1860s, the Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas area, to a song that was probably written by the man who it's about, Daniel Martin, who is a Union supporter from northern Arkansas. There's a few counties up there they refer to as mountain feds. I think that's a term that probably can be found around here, I'm not sure, but anyway, Daniel Martin joined the Union Army, and he went to join up at Rolla, Missouri. In at least two of the versions we found, there's also a Confederate version where Daniel Martin is a Confederate, but in actuality, he was a Union soldier, so we've decided to sing that one. But in a couple of them, Rolla is phonetically spelled as Raleigh, which lends itself to further confusion. We in Missouri have that kind of thing, you know, Missouri, Missouri, Rolla, Raleigh. We just can't decide for some reason. So Daniel Martin fought in the battle at Pea Ridge, Arkansas, which was in the northwest corner of Arkansas in the winter of 1862. It was a two-day battle. And this is actually a pretty good description of what that battle might have been like. It mentions Sterling Price, that was the Missouri Confederate general, leader of the Confederate forces there, and Rolla and Pea Ridge, and I guess that's about it. Phelps Regiment was also a Union regiment there in Rolla, Missouri.
Friend of ours, a songwriter named Bob Dyer. We did it as a trio. Well, that presents a problem now. So okay. What we're going to do is alternately Dave or I will take Bob's parts. So at some point you will hear all three parts going on, I guarantee.
Not at the same time, I'm sorry. And once again, the introduction to the song has lasted longer
than the song itself.
My name is Daniel Martin. I was born in Arkansas. I fled from those bad rebels who fear not God nor law.
I left my aged parents, I left my loving wife. I was forced to go to Raleigh to try and save my life. I enlisted in Phelps' regiment, I ain't ashamed to tell. His colonel and his officers, they used us mighty well. 4 months we stayed in Raleigh amidst the snow and ice, till we received our orders to meet old Sterling Price. That old secession traitor, he didn't like the fun. He gathered up his rebel band and Arkansas he run. We followed them to Pea Ridge and there we stopped our chase. But that poor frightened rebel band rolled on in mighty haste. They joined old Ben McCulloch, old McIntosh and Raines. They mustered 18,000 and back they came again. They threw themselves around us in the dark shade of the night. We planted out our batteries and waited till daylight. Next morning soon we all marched out, eager to meet the strife. I never will forget that day as long as I have life. To see our friends a-fallen, it did us so provoke. The sun was dim, the sky was hid with clouds of rolling smoke. We shot old Ben McCulloch, old Slackin' McIntosh, and shot old Sterling in the arm and sent him in a rush. Reckon what secesh will think when we tell him of our rhyme. About old Sterling Price, he's a-gettin' on quick time. Van Dorn was taken very sick, and here he could not stay. He says, boys, make a swift retreat, and I will lead the way. And if ever I get through this war, you may call me roasted dun. I'll never go to fight again for money, love, or fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'll do a tune here that that we credit to Kathy, but Kathy doesn't take full credit. It came to her on a kind of a mysterious little incident, And actually it came to her, she played it to me first here at Elkins College when we came here to one of these sessions. And we had, this one year, we came the slow way through Kentucky, and we were on the trail of the noted guerrilla from Missouri, William Clark Quantrill. He was the most infamous of the Civil War guerrillas, at least in our neck of the woods. And in the winter of 1865, he crossed the Mississippi with some of his friends, and they were headed into Kentucky. Why exactly, we don't really know. Quantrill was from southern Ohio. Maybe he was trying to head back home, we don't know. But he was ambushed in a little place called Wakefield, the Wakefield Farm, between Bardstown and Louisville, if you know Kentucky at all. It's up there, Wakefield. And there's a marker there on the highway, which we saw, and there was Quantrill's sash was in a museum in Bardstown at the Museum of the Distilleries, which was a fortunate parallel interest for me. So, and afterwards, Kathy said this tune came to her, and I'm open to that idea. Later, however, Kathy discovered that she is actually related to the person who led the ambush against Quantrill, and that was has served to for wonderful ironic humor for many of us who have known Kathy in her current craze about the Civil War. So
this is the tune. I just call it Wakefield, which is the name of the farm where Quantrill was mortally wounded by my cousin.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
I don't know if they're going to drop anything or not, but I would be all right. As most of you know, many of the artists here spend a good deal of their time and energy and have spent years practicing their craft so we can all learn from them And out there at the Augusta store, which is going to be open during the intermission, we have an opportunity to show them in another way how much we like their stuff and how much we appreciate them, and that's with our pocketbooks. And we get to take home those CDs and tapes and stuff like that, maybe even a couple of record albums if there's any still out there, books and such. It really does help all these people continue to practice and provide us with the inspiration and stuff that comes from all that. So remember that. Also, tonight, the Augusta Silent Auction closes at the end of intermission. So when you go out in the lobby, when you go into the main part of the lobby where the Augusta store is, you'll also see the silent auction set up. And that's where you can get in your last minute bidding. And when those lights flash, that's it. And they'll be there to take your money and award you your prizes. So remember that that also helps support Augusta programs. The silent auction has bought a lot of sound equipment and has helped fund many other things to help this program continue to grow. And we do appreciate your support with that as well. Well, our next artist that's coming up tonight is teaching fingerstyle guitar here this week. And he's been to Augusta several times and has wowed all of us with his incredible guitar playing and banjo playing and autoharp playing too. And I was asking him backstage about, I didn't see his autoharp, and I said, well, what's going on with the autoharp? And he said that he played a particularly soulful and emotional number on the autoharp for his class today, and then asked him, should he play the autoharp or the banjo, and his class said, banjo. So I'm not sure what that means, but in any case, Harvey Reed has been a performer, I think, since about 1981. He won the Fingerstyle Guitar Championship at the Winfield Festival back then. Says he's played in over 4,000 concerts and has been a fixture around here for quite a few years, off and on. There's a couple of times he's been here during Irish Week in the past when we've had some memorable jam sessions around Gribble Porch, which I'm not going to say anything else about. But it looks like these guys are just about ready here. It looks like they are ready. I guess I'm going to bring them on. How about a big round of applause for Harvey Reed?
If there were only one wire in the universe, I'd be stepping on it.